And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And also going over to our friends on Free FM 89.0 coming out of the Tron, going throughout the Waikato. And it's a very hot, muggy sort of day here in beautiful Whangarau. That wind's lovely and cool, and it's also exceptionally busy out there. And I see a few people coming in here. There's a bit of a queue on the one-way bridge, and people tuning and what have you. So just have a bit of patience, folks, with each other, and chill out and enjoy yourselves. And welcome to all the visitors, by the way. And this will be the last show, of course, of the year. Last Over the Fence show. So I will probably later on in the show go through some of the main sort of issues that came through around the through the, you know, the primary sector this year. So we'll probably have a look at that later on, but I will do some primary sector headlines and some weather and gardening to do's, and we'll do a bit of a what's on your guide sort of thing as well, in some sort of order like that. So we'll come back probably with some primary sector headlines after this one, and this is called Lowrider by War. Folks, here we are. That was our War there with their song Lowrider. And now we're going to do some primary sector headlines here on the Over the Fence show. And right about a week ago, King Country Shearer Sasha Bond took out a world record by becoming the first female to shear more than 700 sheep in a 9-hour day. Bond smashed the current record of 661 with a total of 720 lambs, that is, at Sed Hill in Southland on Tuesday. So that's shearing a lamb every 45 seconds. She also became the first woman to shear 700 sheep in a day. She started at 5 o'clock and was always 6 or 7 sheep per hour ahead of the pace of the 661 Shaun by Southland Shear Megan Whitehead in January 2021. Breeze into the record books with about 45 minutes to go. And that was there was more in the tank for the 30-year-old mum, who on 9th February 24 will try to tackle the ewes record of 452 ewes, that is, in a bid to become the first female to hold solo records for 9 hours on both lambs and ewes. So good on you, Sasha Bond, shearing away into the records books, and may well do it again in February with the ewes. And what else am I going to bring you here today? Farmer satisfaction with their bank is at record lows, according to the Feds survey. Federated Farmers, that is. The number of farmers still satisfied with their banking relationship has gone down nearly 1% to 56%, the lowest since the survey began in 2015. Nearly 26% of the 947 farmers surveyed felt they'd come under undue pressure from their banks over the past 6 months. The average mortgage interest rate farmers are paying is up to 8.26%. From 7.84% in May, which is a long way off the lowest point of 3.79% in May 2021, and the average overdraft interest rate increased from 10% to just over 10% in May to 10.5% in November. So, a lot of farmers not so pleased with the way the banks are behaving and treating them, kind of unsurprisingly, really, I guess. And 10 months after Cyclone Gabrielle, bad weather has left the recovery for many East Coast and Tairawhiti farmers stuck in the mud. While there is a hope forecast dry weather will arrive soon, a return to normal could be years away. The sprawling Pukititi station near Tapuia Springs on the East Coast has endured a year from hell, they say. This year we've measured 4.5 metres of rain here on Pukititi Hill, owner Dan Russell said. Our usual rainfall is around 1,700 millimetres to 2 metres, so over double, and most of that's fallen last summer or this spring. He adds it's just incredibly wet. And also says that this has made everything harder on the 3,000 hectare operation. So, yep, they're still feeling it down there, all right. And all strength to you over there. And I hope, the weather's not so bad over the next little while for you down over there. And special dairy company A2 Milk has ramped up pressure on its supplier Synlait Milk, adding an unspecified amount of cost to an ongoing contract dispute. Synlait said an arbitrator has been appointed to settle a dispute over A2 Milk's decision to cancel its exclusive manufacturing and supplier rights agreement in respect to Synlait's current infant formula milk products. That was a few months ago. And Synlait and A2 Milk were also claiming costs associated with product services, surplus or damaged packaging material costs, new product development, lost profit on delayed deliveries, and alleged failure to share cost savings from the use of third-party ingredients. So, interesting. Yeah, a bit of a stoush happening there. And I guess I'll finish with this one. And it is, dairy prices have risen for the third time in a row at the last global dairy trade auction of the year. The average price rose 2.3% to $3,388 a tonne, while the whole milk powder price, which fixed payment for local farmers, was up 2.9% to $3,207 a tonne. And cheddar lifted 6.9% and butter was up nearly 10%. So that's some good news for the dairy farmers coming towards the end of the year. That is, and that'll probably do for the primary sector headlines for now. So now I'm going to play for you a song, a request for Greg. Hope you enjoy this one, Greg. Kia ora, Greg.
Even after all the murdering, even after all your suffering, so you know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all, oh.
I'll let you go on, sir. It's the order of the day. And I'll let you believe, sir. It's the order in this society. You know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all. This is my money, y'all. Man just feels satisfied. No competition, no competition at all. I just feel sad to start. Them eyes, a gorgeous girl. No demise, a prize. I got to raise it again. Them eyes are gorgeous. I must advance. I don't check for no superficial. It's got to be beneficial. These sonic fruits, these sonic fruits. Sights. These sonic fruits. Got them moving around. All right. Hyperplay. Stepping and rising. Even after all, the murdering that go on. Even after all, oh no, you're suffering so. You know I love you so. You know I love you so and so. Even after all. You just survive, soldier. And your soul is beautiful. And your soul is good.
All right, there we are, folks. That was Finley Quaid there with his song Even After All. And I just received a message from Greg, and he's sitting with his brother Matt down in Mahia having a beer. Good on you, fellas. I hope you enjoyed that one. And keep listening. I've got some more great music coming up for you. And I'll come back very shortly. I've just got another request too. I'll get to very shortly, Wingy. And I'll come back to you after this one with the weather. And this is one that came out this year called The Developed World by New Zealand singer-songwriter Lawrence Arabia. I hope you enjoy this one.
Say it's a beautiful day.
All right, folks, here we are on the Over the Fence Show. There was Lawrence Raby, a.k.a. James Milner, with the song The Developed World. Yeah, played in Raglan. I think it was this year anyway. A very good concert. And so that was it was great to go see that. Now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence Show, and high pressure starts to take a strong hold over the country today, with yesterday's fronts leaving behind plenty of cloud in the east. And a few light showers clear the eastern South Island, but showers persist for much of the day about the eastern North Island. So I'm looking at the map there, and it's kind of maybe over your way, Greg, possibly over there, Mahia ways, Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, that kind of area by the looks of things. Seems it's cloudy over there anyways. And western regions will be sunnier. Perhaps the west coast may see some cloud along with a northland this morning. Also expect a few areas of high cloud. And yeah, there is a bit of high cloud here in a beautiful Whangaroa today, but it's still very hot. In that sun. Lucky he's blowing a bit of wind. And temperatures in the west will be warmer, and the western upper North Island sees highs in the mid to late 20s, where eastern regions are in the mid to late teens, although Hawke's Bay and Gisborne may crack the early 20s. Winds are light for most. South to southeasterly winds through Cook Strait, pushing into southern coastal Taranaki with a bit of fresh, perhaps strong at times, easing overnight. And southerlies for the eastern North Island will ease from this afternoon. And it's mainly settled tomorrow for most, but there may be a few showers up around here in the North Island, and rain arrives in the far north later in the day tomorrow, spreading to most regions on Friday. So, yes, a bit of rain coming again. But it does feel springy out there, doesn't it, folks? It's very muggy, very sort of humid weather. But, yeah, I mean, so it goes. It's beautiful, beautiful growing conditions, that's for sure. And what can we expect for the rest of the week? Well, today being Wednesday, 27th of December, cloudy, sunny breaks. This is here in the Waikato, 24-degree high they're expecting, with lows of 16 degrees tonight, with west-southwesterly winds. Tomorrow, yeah, pretty much the same, apart from the nighttime temperature is going to be 18, not 16, but 24 again during the day, and the winds are moving around to the northeast. And a slight chance of rain tomorrow then, expecting, yeah, a bit of rain, kind of Friday, what do they say there, about 25 mils, something like that. So not insignificant, but not heaps. And maybe even lightning, they're saying. Interesting. But it's going to be a temperature of 22 degrees and a nighttime low of 19, so not much difference between the two there, and the winds move northerly. Saturday is going to be a few showers and sunny. Sunday, maybe a bit of rain once more, about 13 degrees you're expecting. Highs 22 and 18 and 16 nighttime highs. And the winds from then on are moving back west northwesterly, and then northwesterly, then southwesterly. So they're remaining in that quarter for the rest of the week. And then, yeah, from Monday through the rest of the week, basically, yeah, it's sort of cloudy and sunny spells with temperatures between 19, 22 degrees and nighttime temperatures between 15 and 16 degrees. Yeah, well, like I say, with predominantly southwesterly sort of winds, and the humidity today is 79%. Yeah, I can feel that all right. And the sun rose this morning, ladies and gentlemen, at 5:58, and will set at 8:45 of this evening. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 49 minutes, and the actual day length is 14 hours and 46 minutes. And tomorrow will be 18 seconds shorter than it is today, of course, because, yes, the summer solstice and longest day was, I think it was Friday, wasn't it? So, and the beautiful Wainy Gibbous moon will rise at 18 past 9 this evening and set at 5:25 in the morning. 99% illuminated, with the full moon being just last night, was it? Just last night, I think it was, the last full moon of the year, so... Alrighty, there's some weather for you, and now I have another request. I'm going to play a song called Welcome to Jam Rock by Damien Marley, and this one goes out to you, Wingy, who's, what are you up to? Let me just check my phone here. You're busy weeding your garden, and it's very hot, he was saying. Yes, good on you, Wingy. Hopefully this keeps going through the heat there, and good on you doing a weed. And here's Welcome to Jam Rock, Damien Marley.
It inna your handbag, your knapsack, it inna your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact, some boy no know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas, bedtime stories. and pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause sandals are no buck to. He talks them with the way them got to. And won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry guns a lot to. A beer tough thing come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block off traffic. Then them we learn pop off and them start trap it. We dip in file long and it a be trap it. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get trapped like a bad habit. Son of a da post off if you don't tap it. Rastafari stands alone.
They call it murder.
To jam down, poor people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Pure ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called. Old man to pick me. So why go no one if you with me? To see this operation sick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election, them trick with them. Them down to nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. A ghetto education's basic, and most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic with the extra magazine in a them back pocket, and a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock lock, said them a lock rocket. Them we fully up a current like a shock socket. Them a run a road blockage, but the cops block it. And from now till a morning, no stop clock it. If them run out of rounds, I broke back ratchet. South side, north side. East coast, west coast. Yo. Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all. Hey.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, 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 Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica.
All right, there we are, folks. That was Damian Marley there with Welcome to Jam Rop, and I hope you enjoyed that one. Gardening away there and having a beer. Good on your wingy. Up and on your fiddle with that one. And now it's time for some gardening to do's here on the Over the Fence show. And being, yes, late December, of course, I'll go through a couple of lists because there is a lot of stuff you can do, like a plant, like amaranth, asparagus pea, basil, climb, and dwarf beans, beetroot, borage, burdock, caper, gooseberries, capsicums, carrots, celeriac, celery, chili peppers, chives, chocos, coriander, cucumber, eggplants, French tarragon, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, luffa, marrow, mustard greens, New Zealand spinach, okra, oregano, parsley, pasta, pumpkin, radish, rock melon, sage, salsify, silver beet, squash, sunflower, sweet corn, sweet marjoram, tamarillo, tomato, turnip, and watermelon. So there we are. That's a few things there. And there's another list here I'll go through as well. There's a couple of double ups, but there's a couple of other ones that are on that other list. So here we go with this one. Alyssum, basil, beans, beetroot, blueberries, capsicum, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, eggplant, fuchsia, gerberium, patience, cumin, lavender, lettuce, marigolds, mesclun, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, pumpkin squash, radish, silver beet, spring onion, sweet corn, and tomatoes. So lots and lots to get on with in your garden, folks. And yes, weeds, 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 of course, with all this beautiful rain we're having. Now I'm going to play for you a song that also came out this year by a band called Clementine Valentine, another New Zealand band. They used to be called the Purple Pilgrims, but yeah, came out, changed their name. I think it's two sisters, and here's one called Time and Tide. Hope you enjoy this one.
I didn't say
Alright folks, here we are. That was Clementine Valentine there with their song Time and Tide. And yeah, the siren's just gone off in town, so I hope it's nothing too drastic. But I'll give you a What's On Guide here in Whangarei anyway for the next few days. And tonight at the Harbour View Hotel, there's a pizza special, 20 buck pizzas from 5 to 8. That's at the Harbour View, of course. And the Reagan Club just over the road from here in the Town Hall. Reagan Community Radio HQ, the Reagan Club, having their members draw this evening from 6. There's also Musicians Night at the Yard tonight from about 6:30. And Mikey Havoc's going to be down at the Yachty from 8 to 1 o'clock. So that's all tonight. And then tomorrow there's going to be a live DJ at the Ice Bar in Raglan from 6. Live music with James Ray at the Raglan Club. And there's going to be a music jam night over there as well. I presume both those things are going ahead. Twilight football, I'm not sure if that's going to be happening, but it might be. 6 o'clock down in Papahua if you feel a fancy little kick around. Might be something happening there. The Harvey Hotel is going to do a jackpot draw tomorrow night. That's all this is. And Stinky Jim and Dubhead are going to be at the Yard it's from 7 o'clock. Stinky Jim and Dubhead at the Yard. And then Summer Roadie, DJ Servier and Sean Hill are going to be at the Yachty from, is that 9 o'clock till a bit later on. So that's the next couple of days, and I'll do Friday as well, and then we'll get on to then we'll play a song and we'll do the rest of the week. And so the Growers Market, of course, that's going to be running all the way through every Friday from 5 to 7, I think it is, over at the Stewart Street Church Hall. So yeah, go over there, grab your veggies and whatever if you're in town. And the Raglan Club's going to do their raffles and member prize draws from 6. B-Rex is playing at the Yard from 7 o'clock. This is all Friday. And DJ Philippa plus guests are going to be at the Yachty from 9 till about 1 o'clock. And that's Friday. Yeah, so I'll come back with the weekend and things like that after the song I'm going to play for you now, which I think was this year came out anyway. It's another New Zealand band, Soaked Oaks, their song called The Way It Works.
Hey.
All right, folks, that was Soaked Oats here with The Way It Works, and I will carry on with the What's On God, What's Happening Around Town, which, of course, you can find on Raglan Community Radio web site. If you go to raglanradio.com, there's What's On God there, in case you want to double back and have a look at any of this stuff. Reasonably comprehensive What's On God, yeah, on Raglan Community Radio's website, and yeah, that'll be running, I think, pretty much, yeah, most things will be up there for your viewing pleasure. See what's going on in and around beautiful Whangarei. And Saturday, the 30th of December. Yes, indeed. Rangatahi are going to do a farmer's market over there. I think I've had one or two so far. And that's from like 8 in the morning over at Rangatahi. And Reva and Panija are playing at the yard from 7:30. And the Sunshine Sound System is at the Yachty from 9 till around about 1 o'clock. That's all on the 30th. And then the last day of the year, 31st of December, there's going to be a bowls fun day down at the bowling club starting at 12:30. So fancy bit of a roll and meet some locals and have some fun down there. New Year's Eve bowling fun day roll up happening down there at 12:30. And there's a New Year's Eve thing happening up at Soulscape as well from 6 to 1 o'clock. Up at Soulscape there on the way out to Money Bay and that. There's going to be Raglan Sunday sessions from 6 to 1 at the Yachty. Of course, there's a New Year's parade happening. I think it's from about 7 o'clock. So, yeah, the main street will be closed. It's Bow Street, folks, if you're new to town. And so it'll be closed for a couple of hours while everyone, the parade is always super popular. So if you want to watch that one, get there early to get a good spot. And New Year's Eve at the Harvey Hotel, I think, yeah, from memory, they're playing a it's a Rolling Stones tribute band is happening at New Year's Eve at the Harvey Hotel. It's ticketed, I think, so yeah, you might want to get a ticket if you want to cruise in and watch that one. There's going to be a darts competition at the Raglan Club over the road here from 7:30, and then New Year's Eve with Greg Churchill and KRS3 at the Yachty from 9 to 1 o'clock. And then, of course, there's going to be fireworks at midnight. I don't know where they're going from, but you'll be able to see it and hear it from most places in town, I'd imagine. So, yes, as usual, a lot happening here in beautiful Whangarei, and I hope you get yourselves along to one or some of those things, maybe. And all right, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking, so I'm going to play for you a song now by Joy Division called... excuse me. A song by Joy Division called No Love Lost. I hope you enjoy this one.
To see you torn apart. changing, wishing that this day won't last. To never see you show your age, to watch you till the beauty fades.
All right, there we are, folks. That was Joy Division there with their song called No Love Lost. I hope you enjoyed that one. Now I'm going to play another song. And here it is. There we are, folks. That was the song Do Something New. Hope you enjoyed that. And I was going to do some go over some headlines and that from the year gone by. But I'm kind of running out of time to do that now. But so what I will do is just say, yeah, I hope you all had a lovely Christmas, and I hope you'll be safe and nice to be yourself and each other and that over the next little few days when most people are having time off and things like that. So, yeah. Be careful out there, folks. Have fun. Yep, look after yourselves and each other. And, yep, just be a little bit patient with everybody, especially in places here like beautiful Fyinga Isle where it's very busy. So, yep, just take it easy out there, folks. And, yeah, enjoy yourselves wherever you are and wherever you are in the world. And if you do want to listen back to any of these ones over your break, you can go to the Raglan Community Radio website. And I've archived pretty much all of the shows I think I've done. They're up there. If you go to the archive section and have a look in there, you can find them there. And, yeah, keep your eye on the who's been playing. I don't know if too many DJs or whatever will come in, but you never know. And, yeah, that's kind of it, really. Thank you very much for listening for this year, if you have been. And, yeah, all going well. I'll be back doing carry on doing the show next year. So, yeah, have great news, everybody. Have lots of fun. Look after each other and yourselves. And, yeah. Ka Kita, I'm going to go over this one here called The Dream by Trinity Roots. Nice mellow one for you all on your hot sunny afternoon. And enjoy yourselves. All right. Bye.
Feet.